Normally, being a little extra might be a bit much, but not when it comes to healthcare. That's why UnitedHealthcare's Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, supplement your primary plan so you manage out-of-pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.
The TalkSport Daily Podcast is proud to be in partnership with Enterprise Rent-A-Car. Whether your business needs cars, vans, or larger commercial vehicles, you can rent from the best lineup in the UK with Enterprise. And with flexible long-term rental, you can get vehicles for as long as you need them, from minutes to months. Whatever the mission, Enterprise's mobility experts can build a bespoke solution to suit your business needs. Visit enterprise.co.uk/business to find out more.
This is TalkSport Daily.
Hello, hello, hello. Happy Friday, my friends. Welcome, of course, to yet another Andy Goldstein TalkSport Daily podcast with me, your host, Andy Goldstein. And, of course, you can check me out on Drive today at 4 p.m. I could be alongside Darren Bent. Oh, he was ill yesterday with a bit of hay fever, so I don't know who I'm alongside today. Why don't you tune in at 4 and find out? Anyway, we begin, of course, with the Premier League, and Frank Lampard's at Everton have guaranteed their survival after beating Palace at Goodison Park. Here's the reaction on TalkSport.
Everton 3, Crystal Palace 2. I do not believe what I have just seen in this second half. There are fans all over the pitch here at Goodison, and it's Dominic Calvert-Lewin who's got the goal. A free kick sent into the box, and he powers it home with a brilliant diving header.
Well, I've been here a short time, but I realise very much that it's a very Everton way of doing things. Probably losing against Brentford, going down to 10 men when we were in control, it's been on my mind for 3-4 days in the meantime. And you worry because Palace are a good team. They have no pressure. We have big pressure. You worry 2-0 down a half-time call, you worry. But the club came together again. The fans were immense.
Dean, I've got to stop you because we got Tony Bellew. He's phoned up. Tony!
Tony!
How are you,
man? Go on, Tony!
Everton! Never forget that. We are a giant club. Giant! We are saying we are.
That nearly went down.
We are Everton Football Club. You said you were going down little legs a couple of
weeks ago. No, I didn't. I always wanted you to stay up.
You and Woodsy said, oh, Woodsy wouldn't say nothing. Actually, you're the one who said we were going down. No. Horrible little man. And now look what's happened to Everton Football Club. We're not going anywhere. Up the trophy!
I want to single out the players tonight because I'll keep talking about the fans, and they are huge, but they don't go on the pitch. They just push you and drive you. But the players today, from getting a bit of stick and not playing well and a ridiculous second goal, so then go out and give what they gave, is something incredible. They deserve so much credit for that. It's not easy at 2-0 down. It's not easy to keep fighting, to keep playing, to keep putting pressure, to go direct. We have to go direct because of the situation. And next year we'll hope to play a bit more, but an amazing night for the football club.
What were they all saying at half time?
You've all said it, though, but tell me honest.
Zaha had a shot which was just about saved by Pickford, but Ayew then scrambled it home from close range. 36 minutes on the clock, Everton 0, Crystal Palace 2.
But I said, think of Wimbledon. Obviously, I'm not old enough to remember it. And we were at home as well. I think, obviously, it helped as well. But to be honest with you, Dean, I was nearly crying, to be honest, as well.
Mm. What, because you thought it was, thought it was over?
Like, in my heart, like, I thought it was over, but in my head, I was thinking, no, do you know what? We can pull it back.
Full time at Goodison Park, Matt Jones.
And this stadium has seen some famous nights, but not many like this for many a year. Everton 3, Crystal Palace 2. The Blues are safe, and the fans are streaming onto the pitch. What a comeback!
Oh, we don't care what the Red Side say. What the heck do we care?
I just think Everton fans have think they've won the Champions League the way it's going on.
Oh, if that was like me, come on, Steve.
Like that, get in a change of room and just get in there.
Come on, Steve. It's relief.
No.
They've been battling it out.
It's an embarrassment running on the pitch. It's survival. They should not do that. As a Liverpool fan,
that's relief, Steve. Come on. They've stayed up. That's Everton, their cup final today.
I'm a Liverpool fan. All my friends are Everton fans. That is not good. Everton are better than that.
Time now to check in with Simon Money Money Jordan, slagging off Dele Alli, as you do.
Dele Alli turned up at Everton, and a lot's been made of this, and I made noise about it. He didn't look like somebody that was focused on the job in hand or respected the opportunity that was being given to him, which was going to a huge football club like Everton that required someone of his innate ability, undoubted ability, to be focused on his job.
And I have to say, Dele Alli came on at half-time and he has completely changed the game. He was involved in this one, fizzing the ball back into the box. It got deflected out to Richarlison and he saw a deflected shot go past Butland.
Absolute full credit from today to suck it up a few times. Hopefully listen to when I say sometimes, come on, Dele, you can do more. There's so much talent there. And what he did was come on with quality, with belief, with legs and energy, and he changed the game. Fair play to Dele. Like, you say it's so easy when you're a coach. When the players don't understand it, you go, stay in the game. Don't be down if you're too down if you're not playing, all these things. Because sometimes that's the way it is, and you can have a moment. Dele had a 45-minute moment, 52-minute moment, whatever, that was a massive part of why we're standing in the Premier League.
Like, Everton fans have been absolutely fantastic. They've played a massive, massive role in keeping Everton up, let's be honest. They've been fantastic in getting behind the team. Pitch invasion is not great, but why are you going up to opposition, the manager, and goading him? Like, Vieira shouldn't have reacted, of course not.
What people need to understand is he is in a high pressurised inner situation. His team have just got beat. He was 2-0 up at half-time. He is fuming with his side. The intensity and the red mist that you're feeling anyway that you've lost a game. He's at his place of work. The last thing you want is someone coming up to you that you don't know. You don't feel safe anyway because you've got that amount of people around you. There was no security around him whatsoever. And he's got someone coming up to him in his face. It's really hard not to react.
On to Mike Jackson's Burnley, who have jumped out of the relegation zone after drawing with Villa.
The relegation battle will now be a two-way battle between Leeds and Burnley on the final day of the season. It is on a knife edge, and there will be only one place to be on Sunday when it all goes down to the wire and someone goes down to the Championship.
Well, Mike, at half-time you were winning and Everton were losing. At the end of the game, obviously, you've only managed to get a point and they've come back from nowhere and got all three. You must have gone through a range of emotions. How do you sum it up?
No, I think you're spot on there. Obviously, I didn't know about the Everton game till after, so congratulations to them as well. You know, they've achieved what they've wanted to do. Been a big day. Listen, we've just got to now take that, what we've seen today, in that terms of spirit and fight, and then take it into that last game now. We know what the prize is at the end of it, and we'll do everything we can to try and achieve that.
Brentford against Leeds is live on TalkSport. Newcastle away at Burnley is live on TalkSport 2.
Now, Rangers were a penalty shootout away from winning European silverware for the first time in 50 years. That's nearly half a century. Before Aaron Ramsey's miss allowed Frankfurt to edge to victory. Someone that celebrated his 50th birthday 20 years ago, Simon Jordan, doesn't want the narrative surrounding manager Giovanni Van Bronckhorst's achievements to change.
Rafael Borre against Alan McGregor! It's in, and Rangers have been beaten. A valiant attempt.
I don't want the narrative peddled out. He's gone from hero to zero, because that's really fickle. One minute he was doing a good job. If they lose the game, and obviously they've lost the game in Seville, and they lose the cup final, that doesn't make him a zero. It means opportunities have been missed. And we can't have this feast and famine mentality. He's either done a decent job to get them to finals or he hasn't. He has to. I do think, with the pressure building and the narrative being that you've lost one, if you lose the next, you're going to get into that category, it's incumbent upon him to rouse his players and to get them to finish a season with a win, not to finish on a low, because you set the next season up on the back of that.
And here's the take of the Gers legend. Who says Gers? Just say Rangers. Super Ali McCoist.
My overriding feeling is pride. Of course. I'm disappointed. That goes without saying. Particularly get beat in a penalty shootout. That's hard to take for anyone. But absolutely ridiculous. Some of the nights that they've given us at Ibrox, and you think about it, beating Leipzig, beating Dortmund. You're talking about a team that was worth £13 million, beating a Leipzig team that was worth a quarter of £1 billion. Mm. And it was good to hear Giovanni Van Bronckhorst saying next year we need to move on. There will be changes in personnel, no doubt about that. Conor Golson's contract up. I'm not sure whether he's going to sign it. The goalie McGregor's another one. Steve Davis, another one. So I would think there would be changes in personnel. There's a cup final on Sunday, Gab.
On to Celtic supporting presenter Alan Brazil, reflecting on Rangers losing the Europa final. This should be fun.
I went to bed because I had a very early start this morning, quarter to four. But, you know, I woke up in the morning, I had a quick glance before I got my car, and, you know, it's heartbreaking.
Your heart looks fine to me, Al.
Listen, I'm going to have to tell you, the first thing that the boys said to me when I came on this morning was, remember every sign that you make to Big Al this morning will be picked up on the new TalkSport Edge app. So therefore, this here would normally be something a little bit stronger. Okay.
Well, you've already said
that's all you need to know.
It was just one penalty miss. You know, I've already had that one penalty miss. So
it's Aaron Ramsey right footed, and Trapp has saved it, diving to his right. Not a good penalty at all.
Al, do you think Celtic had a better season than Rangers?
Yes.
How?
Because we're the champions.
Look how far they've got in the Europa League.
Ow. Doesn't matter, we're the champions.
Ow. we've just got another 35 years.
We've just got another 100 million. Yeah, and don't forget, Gab, we've won the big one. We've won the big one.
Aye, when everybody's winning it. You know what I mean? You beat five teams or something. I can't imagine. How many teams did you beat you win that? Was it five?
Yeah, all champions. All champions, of course. None of this poxy league they've got now. You can lose a couple, win
impossible.
A couple.
Yes, mate.
Would you swap Celtic season for Rangers season at the moment?
Right now?
Yeah.
No. Absolutely no chance. No chance. No chance.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/news ad free. That's amazon.com/news ad free to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Finding your perfect home was hard, but thanks to Burrow, furnishing it has never been easier. Burrow's easy-to-assemble modular sofas and sectionals are made from premium, durable materials, including stain and scratch-resistant fabrics. So they're not just comfortable and stylish, they're built to last. Plus, every single Burrow order ships free right to your door. Right now, get 15% off your first order at burrow.com/ACAST. That's 15% off at burrow.com/ACAST.
This episode of the TalkSport Daily is brought to you by Enterprise Rent-A-Car. Planning to hire or share a car or van? Enterprise is there every step of the way. Whenever and wherever you need a vehicle and whatever it's for, Enterprise can help. With over 450 locations across the UK, they're just around the corner. Whether you need a weekend rental, a holiday hire, a replacement car, or you're planning a business trip, home or away, Enterprise are there to help. To find out more and book, visit enterprise.co.uk.
Time to check in, as the kids say, with former Villa skipper Gabby Agbon-Lahore, slamming Chelsea's Andreas Christensen for not wanting to play in last week's FA Cup final.
That sounds to me like he doesn't want to injure himself for his next move. You know, at first I was thinking, had he woken up ill in the morning, but going by that interview there, he's basically saying that he doesn't want to get injured, Christensen, and he's wants to prepare himself for his move. That's basically what he's saying. Yeah. Why not go out on a high and winning the FA Cup with Chelsea? How are Chelsea fans going to take that?
Have you ever done that, Gab? You've gone in the
no
office?
Way. No yeah. way. There's been times when I've been like not feeling well, morning of a game, and you know you can't play, you've got cold symptoms or something, but never say you never want to play. That's strange.
Well, that's it, gang. Thanks for listening on the TalkSport app or wherever you get your podcast from. I'm back on Andy Goldstein's Drive Time show today at 4 p.m. alongside Darren Bent. Fingers crossed. If not, it'll be whoever we phone up at 2:55 and say, what are you doing in an hour? Anyway, there will, of course, be another one of these Andy Goldstein TalkSport Daily podcasts out first in the morning. So do what you got to do to get it. Until then, thanks for listening. Have a good day. And above all, be safe, everyone. Be safe.
That was a podcast from TalkSport.
The TalkSport Daily Podcast is proud to be in partnership with Enterprise Rent-A-Car. Whatever your mission, home or away, don't delay. Enterprise has the vehicle for the job. Rent from the best lineup in the UK. With over 450 branches, Enterprise has what your business needs. From compact three-door cars to spacious SUVs and people carriers to vans, they offer a large range of reliable vehicles perfect for the job. To find out more and book, visit enterprise.co.uk.
Small details or big surfaces, tight corners or odd shapes, flat, rounded, textured, or tall. Whatever your next project, there's a spray paint pattern that's just right. Because Rust-Oleum's new Custom Spray 5-in-1 gives you control with 5 different spray patterns. So you can tackle nooks, crannies, edges, and curves without worrying about drips, runs, uneven coverage, or anything else. Custom Spray 5-in-1. Only from Rust-Oleum.